Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing. Today's daf is daf Samech Bet, daf 62. Today's class will be for the refuah, shlema, v'ol d'cholim, v'chladam. Chemda, v'achan nizan, el-mech, hanukam, v'nifka, sara, v'anmane, shlema, v'sara, d'avir, m'rechad, yafa, b'ad, v'ra, v'fka, b'ad, v'achavir, v'fka, b'ad, esler, shlema, v'sara, f'ayim, el-am, shlema, v'rechana, yafa, b'ad, v'nayam, y'o, v'dam, yafa, וגם להבדיל לנשמת דוד בן אליהו בן אמין בן יצחק ליל דינה בת אפרים שמיון ומשאר רינה מכה מתן בועז בן אברהם דינה בת אהרון תמה ברכת אברהם משה בן רפאל חדמזן בית ישעיה הכהן יוסף חיים בן משה להבדיל לרעיון דברה בת מריה. Okay, we left off at the Mishnah on 61b. 61b, Samech Aleph Amud Bet. Samech Aleph Amud Bet, the Mishnah towards the middle of the page. The Mishnah starts and says, this is actually going to be an idea that we're going to see later on in a later chapter in the Masechet. Hamadir et ishto mitashmish hamita. Someone takes a vow not to give tashmish hamita to his wife. Okay, what is the din? So he says not to have relations with his wife. Beit Shammai Amrim, Beit Shammai says shteit shabbatot. 2 weeks is okay. If it's more than 2 weeks is the vow, you have to divorce and give a ketubah. Beit Hillel Amrim, Beit Hillel says Shabbat Achad, only 1 week is allowed. Now the Mishnah is going to go through all of the different obligations of how often a husband has to have relations with his wife. So the Mishnah says, HaTalmidim, the students learning Torah, Yotzin leTalmud Torah shelo bereshut 30 yom. They're allowed to go out and study in the Beit Midrash without permission from their wives. For 30 days they're allowed to go. HaPoalim, and the workers, Shabbat Achad, they're allowed 1 week. And then it goes through the obligations. What are the obligations of the husband? The tayalin, which we're going to understand in the Gemara, who are they? Bechol yom, they have to sleep with their wives every day. Hapoalim, these workers, shtayim b'shabbat, twice a week. Hachamarim, the donkey drivers, achat b'shabbat, once a week, they're obligated to sleep with their wives. Who are these donkey riders? They're essentially people that would go out to the villages to bring in like wheat and stuff like that in order to sell it in the shuk. Hagamalim, the camel riders, achat l'shloshim yom. Once every 30 days, they're obligated to sleep with their wives. They would bring, these would bring bundles on their camels from a far distance, and so therefore they weren't always nearby. Hasapanim, the sailors, achat l'shisha chodashim. Once every 6 months. They're not always here, they're traveling, they're overseas. So once every 6 months, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. These are words of Rabbi Eliezer. We're going to see in our Gemara the opinion of the Chachamim as well. But this is essentially the Mishnah. The Mishnah is explaining the obligation of the husband to the wife of how many times he has to have relations with her on a monthly, daily, weekly, or yearly basis. Okay? My ta'ama de Beit Shammai. So what's the reason for Beit Shammai that he says 2 weeks is that time period of the neder? So gamri miyoled nekeva. He learns out from giving birth to a girl. Someone who gives birth to a girl, at the very minimum, the woman who gives birth is not allowed to be with her husband for at least 2 weeks, the Torah says. But obviously nowadays this is always it's going to be a little bit longer than that because of the aspect of her bleeding, that she's not going to be tahor until way after that. But at the very least 2 weeks. So he learns it out from that. Beit Hillel gamri miyoled zachar. Beit Hillel learns it out from a woman who gives birth to a baby boy, that they only have to wait, according to Torah law, have to wait 1 week. So this is how they learn out, that if a man takes a vow not to sleep with his wife, if it's 2 weeks according to Beit Shammai, or 1 week according to Beit Hillel, that's beseder. More than that, they have to get a divorce and give the ketubah, because you cannot do that to your wife, you have an obligation for her. Okay, so the Gemara says, Beit Hillel nami nigmaru miyoled nekeva. Why doesn't Beit Hillel learn out from a woman who gives birth to a girl, like just like Beit Shammai? So the Gemara says, "Im yoledet gamri la hachinami." If he learned it out from a woman who was giving birth, then yeah, you would be right. But that's not the case over here. He's not learning it out from a woman giving birth. Ella Beit Hillel min nida gamri la. Beit Hillel is learning it out from a nida woman, a woman who has to sit 7 days of nida. We're going to see later on the Gemara will break down this idea. But 7 days, Torah law speaking. So therefore, he learns it out from a nida. So the Gemara says, "But my kamifligi, what are they arguing on?" More savar, midi de shechiach and midi de shechiach. One of them holds that we learn out something common from something common. What does that mean? We learn out something common, which is, Rashi explains, talking about a husband. It was common for a husband to get angry at his wife and make a neder not to be with her. That was common. So that's case number one. Interesting. I mean, I don't think that's a very good thing to do. But apparently it was common back then. Yeah. From something that is common, which is referring to a nida woman. A woman who becomes nida, that's also common. So he learned out, this is Beit Hillel, learns it out from a nida woman. That is something common. Beit Shammai, mor savar, midi dehu garimla, midi dehu garimla. Something that it causes to her from something that he causes to her. What is that referring to? So Rashi explains, midi dehu garimla, neder ha'ish goremla lashot. It's referring to the neder that a man takes that causes her to have to now wait before relations. And v'chen leda al yado. Also the giving birth that comes from his hands, that comes on his premises. So therefore those two things are coming from his end. Those aren't necessarily things that are common. Those are more so things that come because of the husband. Okay? This is the different opinions of what they're arguing on. Then the Gemara comes and says, Amar Rav, Machloket b'mefaresh. The Machloket over here in our Mishnah is only when they explicitly state this amount of time. 2 weeks, 1 week, according to Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, Aval Bistam. But if a man just, generally takes a neder, he just takes a neder without any explanation how long. Divrei hakol yotziv le'altar ve'iten ketubah. Everybody agrees you have to get a divorce and give the ketubah right away because he takes a vow not to sleep with her. How long? How do we know how long that's going to be? So he's not allowed to do that. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, afilo bistam nami. Even if he generally explains that he takes a neder and he doesn't specify how long, yamtin, he should wait until he can maybe annul the vow. Shema yimtza petach l'nidro, maybe he can find an opening to go to a chacham and be do hataran nidarim to annul his vow so he can go back to his wife. So you shouldn't divorce right away. So the Gemara says, why do we need to state this? Ha pligi b'chada simna. We already had a machloket on this one time, and we're going to see this later on. Daf ayin. So over there it says, brings a Mishnah. Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, hamadir et ishto milehenot lo. If a man takes a vow on his wife not to benefit from him, ad 30 yom, until 30 days. So what happens there? Ya'amid parnes. He has to bring someone to support her. Yoter mikan, if it's more than 30 days, yotziv iten ketubah. He has to get a divorce and give her ketubah. So what do you see over there? Ve'amar Rav, and Rav says, lo shanu, what are we talking about? Ela b'mefaresh, that's if he specified the 30 days. Aval bistam, but if he just generally took a vow on his wife, yotzi le'atar v'yiten ketubah, gives a divorce and gives the ketubah right away. And Shmuel Amar, afilu bistam, even if he generally took a vow, nami, yamtin, he should wait, shema yimtza petach l'nidro, maybe he'll find a chacham and a way to annul his vow. What do you see from this? It's the same machloket. We learn this later on this Mishnah later on. So why do we need to mention it over here? So the Gemara says these are two different cases. Tzricha. We need to mention it over here because of the following. Di'i itmar beha. If it would have only mentioned it over here, beha ka'amar Rav. That's what Rav was referring to, that you need to specify the amount of days. Mishum de lo efshar beparnes. Because in our case of sleeping with the woman, it's not possible to ya'amid a parnes, to have someone support her during that time. If you take a vow not to benefit her, that's a different story. Now you have to bring someone to support her. But if you're taking a vow not to sleep with her, that's not taking a vow not to have her benefit from you. So therefore, he still has to support her, right? So that case, maybe that's why Rav holds like that, because there's no aspect of supporting. But in the case of her not benefiting from him, the efshar beparnes, that it's possible to bring someone to support her, I would have thought that Rav would agree to Shmuel that even if he just generally took a vow, he should try to find a way to annul it and not just divorce her right away. So that's why we needed to teach this. That no, Rav and Shmuel disagree in that case as well. Ve'i itmar be'ahi, and if it would have only told us in the latter case, the Mishnah that we learn later on, be'hach ka'amar Shmuel, that's what Shmuel was saying, that even if he generally takes a vow, they don't have to get a divorce right away, because there is a way he can bring someone to support her in the meantime. Aval beha, but in the earlier case, that you don't bring someone to support her, ema moidele Rav, I would have thought that Shmuel would agree to the opinion of Rav, that if he generally took a vow and didn't specify how long, he would divorce her right away. That's why the Gemara says tzricha. No, we need both cases to teach you that Rav and Shmuel are disagreeing on both cases. Very good. Then we quote back our Mishnah. Talmidim yotzim la Talmud. The students can go out to learn and they can go for 30 days without permission. Right? You tell your wives, I'm going, you don't even have to tell them. You go away for 30 days, you can go learning and come back. So the Gemara says, Bereshut Kama. Okay, how long are you allowed to go for? Let's say you want to go with your wife's permission. So how long are you allowed to leave for? So the Gemara says, Kama Deba'e, as long as you want. You get permission, you can go away for as long as you want. So the Gemara says, okay, but Orchad, flipping the Amud, Orchad Milta Kama, what's the proper way to leave one's wife? How long is it? You know, you're not supposed to leave your wife for so long. So what's the proper way? Amar Rav, Chodesh Kan, V'Chodesh B'Bayit, 1 month in the Beit Midrash, 1 month at home. Shneimar, V'Kol Devar HaMachalakot, Haba'a, V'Yotzeet, Chodesh, V'Chodesh, V'Chol Chodesh HaShana. So this pasuk is referring to, this is in Divrei Yamim, I believe, this is referring to the people who were serving the different sections of people who would serve David HaMelech and all the different machlakot. So over there it says chodesh lechodesh, that each one would take 1 month at a time. So we learn from that, it sounds like you do 1 month at home, 1 month in your service. But Rabbi Yochanan was more shalom bayit based. Amar chodesh kan ushnaim bebeto. 1 month in the Beit Midrash, 2 in the house. So Neymar, this is about the Beit HaMikdash, building of the Beit HaMikdash. Chodesh yu b'Levanon, shnaim chodeshim bebeto. 1 month in Lebanon, preparing all the materials for the Beit HaMikdash, and 2 months in one's home. Okay, so the Gemara says,
V'rav... Together 3 months.
3 months. So meaning it's 2 months at home, 1 month in your service. V'rav nami ma'itama lo amar me'ahi. Why didn't Rav learn out from this opinion? Why didn't Rav learn out from Rabbi Yochanan? So shani binan Beit HaMikdash, de'ashar al yedei acherim. Because the building of the Beit HaMikdash is different because it can be done by others. You don't have to do it. Right? Rashi says, lefi minyan ha-chalifot kach hayu olim. Because the minyan, the number of the chalifot, that's how they would go up. Right? So it depends on what number they had. Those are the people that would serve. Right? But if there's other people who can do it, you don't necessarily have to do it. So the Beit HaMikdash, the building of the Beit HaMikdash is different, Rav says. Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan, my time are lo amar rahi. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say like the opinion of Rav that we learn out from David? So he says, Shane Hatam de it leharvacha, because over there it's different. Somebody was serving in the king's home, and the king is making profit, right? He's building himself up. This man who's working there, he's making big profit, he's making a lot of money. So the wife is okay with him being away for a month. Right? It's not a problem to be away for a month. But who knows, maybe Rashi says very interesting line, and this could be a little bit practical. Rashi says, but who knows, they're benefiting from the house of the king. It's okay for the husband to be away for 1 month. Because she's getting supported. She's getting all of her brand name bags. While you see he's in the king's home, she can get all her bags. But a person who's going to learn Torah, maybe the wife thinks, Mitzvah dilehu. The mitzvah is his mitzvah. Maybe I'm not benefiting. Chas v'shalom. That's not the real truth. The truth is the real tzidkut of the women to let the men go and learn. But maybe the wife would think like that. So that's why Rav didn't learn out. Sorry, that's why Rabbi Yochanan didn't learn out from the opinion of Rav. Amar Rav. Rav comes and says, Anacha shovert chatzi gufo shel adam. One who sighs, he breaks down half of his body. Shneimar ve'ata ben adam. The pasuk says, in Yechezkel, v'ata ben adam, he'anach v'shivron modnaim, v'mirut te'anach le'enehem. That a person who sighs, shivron motnaim, that's referring to the breaking of one's loins, from his hip down, meaning it sounds like it's half the body. Right? So it sounds like it's breaking of half the body. V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, av kol gufo shel adam, someone who sighs, he can break all of his body. You know, sometimes a person is very stressed, they give a big sigh and they feel a lot of pain in their body. I think that's what it's referring to. Shneimar, v'haya ki yomeru alecha, when they say to you, al ma, I think this is also in Yechezkel, al ma, sorry, al ma ata ne'enach, where are you sighing? V'amarta, and you say, el shemua ki ba'av, and emes kol lev, you know, the heart has been like melted, hurt. Ve'rafu kol yadayim, and the hands as well have been weakened. Ve'kaheta kol ruach, and the spirit has been pulled down. Ve'kol birkayim talech namayim, and the knees have become water, meaning your whole spirit gets broken down when a person sighs. Rabbi Yochanan nami haketiv b'shivron motnayim. Okay, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan learn out from the pasuk about the breaking of the loins of half the body? So he says, where does the pain start from? It starts from the loins, he says. That's where it starts from.
Wow.
Right? But why doesn't Rav learn out from Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk that it says that the whole body breaks down? Shani Shimwa de Beit HaMikdash de Takif Atuva. Because when someone hears about the Beit HaMikdash being destroyed, it's a lot more painful. So that's why over there it's different. By the listening to the Beit HaMikdash being destroyed, a person's whole body could be broken down. But in a regular case, that would not be the situation. Okay? Hahu Yisrael, there was a story of a Jew, Ve'oved Kochavim, and a non-Jew, Dehavu Ka'azli Be'orcha, that were walking on the path, Behadeh Adadi, together. Lo Yimtse Oved Kochavim Le'saguye Behadeh Yisrael. And the non-Jew couldn't keep up with the Jew. He was going too fast for him. Ad Kerei Churban Beit HaMikdash. So the non-Jew tried to remind him, hey, you remember your temple is destroyed. So what did he do? Nagid Ve'itnach. He groaned and he sighed a big sigh. But still, lo imtze. The non-Jew still couldn't catch up to him. Amarle, so he said to the Jew, lav amritu ancha shover chatzi gufo shel adam. Did you guys not say that when someone sighs, you can break down half the body? Why aren't you slowing down? So amarle hanemile milte chadete. That's only something that is new. Aval had shenanba, but something that is already heard and everyone knows about. Lo. It would not hurt someone. De amre inashe, because this is what people say. De malfe tichle lo bahata. That a woman who, you know, lo aleinu, loses children, she's not worried or she's not scared to lose a child because she already has experienced it. So someone who's gone through some type of experience won't be as scared as somebody who is new to them or something. So he's saying, I already heard the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, so it doesn't hurt me that much. Then we said in our Mishnah, Hatayalin mechol yom, the Tayalin have to have relations with their wives all every day. Every day they have to have relations. So my Tayalin, who are these Tayalin? Amar Rava b'nei Pirkei. They're people who are studying Torah, that their rabbis are in the city, they would study all day, and they would come home and sleep at home in their homes. So Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says, Man dichtiv bahu. Pasuk says, Shav lachem mashkimei kum, me'acharei shevet ochlei lechem, atzavim, ken iten lidido shena. And this is, what is this pasuk referring to? Ve'amar Rav Yitzchak, Elu neshotehem shel talmidei chachamim. This pasuk is referring to the wives of talmidei chachamim shemenadedot shinam enehem. They chase sleep. They're losing sleep me'alam hazeh, in this world, ubaod lechaya olam haba, and they're coming into the world to come. Meaning they're waiting for their husbands to come home late at night from the Beit HaMidrash. They stay awake late at night for them. And you're saying ve'at amart v'nei pirkei, that what we're referring to over here, the tayalim, is referring to the children, the people who are learning Torah. Meaning you think they have time to come and sleep with their wives every day? They're studying Torah till late at night. So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Rabaye Kederav. It must be talking about Rav. The Amar Rav, it's referring to Kegon Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat. It's talking about Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat. Who was he? He was somebody who was a Melamed Tinakot. He would teach students, and he would, that was his Parnasa. And the Gemara says, the Achil Midideh, he would eat from his own, Veshatei Midideh, and he would drink from his own, Veganei Betula, the Afandei, and he would sleep under the shelter of his mansion. Velo Khalif Peristeka de Malka Abave, and the helper or the person who would go and collect the taxes for the king would not go by his doorstep because they would all look at him like, oh, he's like not a wealthy person, so we don't even want to collect the taxes from him. This is who it was referring to, that he is a type of person that's called Tayalin. So Kiata Ravin, when Ravin came, Amar Kegon Mefanke de Ma'arava. He says, no, it's referring to the people who were Mefanek in Eretz Israel. The people who had, they would eat a lot, and they had, Rashi says, Me'unagim Me'ma'achal U'mishte. They were like filled with drinks and food, spoiled with drinks and food. Lekachem Beri'im, they're very healthy. U'ba'alei Koach, they're very strong. Le'tashmish, to have relations. So the Gemara comes and says, Rabbi Abau hava kae be bane. Rabbi Abau was standing in the bathhouse, havu samche le tre avde, and two servants were helping him, were supporting him. If chit be bane, the bathhouse fell down, it went down, mitute under him. Itermele amuda, and a pillar came down with him. So these two helpers fell down with him, and now they're way down lower beyond the ground, and this pillar that fell down with them, and what does he do? Salik ve askinhu. He climbed the pillar with one arm and he carried the two servants with his other arm. This was who he was. Meaning these were the strong people of Rabbi Abau. This was the strong people that they were referring to that have relations every day. Right? The next story, Rabbi Yochanan, have a kasalik bedarga. Rabbi Yochanan was going up steps. Rav Ami and Rav Asi were helping him go up the steps. If cheta darga tute, the step fell through below them and they fell. Salik ve'askinu. He climbed with one arm and he carried them too with the other arm. So they were so strong and powerful. Amri le Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, "V'chi me'achar de'achi, lama le'mismechei." because they were so strong, why do they need support? Why do they need support if they're so strong? So the Gemara says a very important line. Amar lahu imken ma aniach le'ed zikna. If I don't get support now, what am I going to leave for when I get older? Meaning, even though I'm strong now, if I don't have any support while I'm strong, then when I get older, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose everything. So that it's actually a very important line that even when a person is strong, they shouldn't go and try to run on their own. They still need people beside them to help them and build them up so that as they grow older, they grow with a team. They don't grow by themselves. And I think that's more of a dirash aspect of this line. Okay, then we said in our Mishnah, ha-po'alin shtayim b'shabbat, these workers twice a week have to have relations. So the Gemara says, v'atanya, we have a braita, ha-po'alim achad b'shabbat, once a week they have to have relations. By the way, if you think the daf has just gotten fun, it's about to get more enjoyable, so you don't want to miss. The braita says, achad b'shabbat, only once a week. Amar Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yossi says, la kasha, it's not difficult. Kan be'osin melacha be'iran. The difference is if you do work in your city or in a different city. If you do work, in your city. If you do work in your city, then twice a week you're more nearby. If you do work once a week, if you're only in your city, if you're not working in your city, then you only have obligation to have relations with your wife once a week. Tanina miyachi, you have a braita just like this, right towards the end of the page. Ha-po'alim shetayim b'shabbat, they have to have relations twice a week. When is that referring to? Be'osin melacha be'iran. That's only be'iran, not Iran, right? So that's only when they're working in their city. Aval be'osin melacha be'ir acheret. But if they're working in another city, achad b'shabbat. They only have to have relations once a week. Ha-chamarim achad b'shabbat. The donkey riders, once a week. So the Gemara says, Amar le rabba barav chanan le'abaye. Ichbil Tana Lashmain and Tail Vepoal. What? The Tana over here, he's coming back. And he already mentioned us, if you go back to the Mishnah, he already mentioned us the amount of times, right? Rashi tells us over here that somebody who takes a vow against his wife, Beit Hillel says 1 week. Right? 1 week is the maximum. Why? Because after that he already has obligation for his wife. So why would he come back and tell us all of these people afterwards? Right? Rashi comes and says, if you look at Rashi, Tana satam lan le'el hamadiret ishto Beit Hillel omrim Shabbat dachat. Beit Hillel says 1 week. Ein lo lomar zot lo besapan ve lo begamal ve lo bechamar ve lo betamidei chachamim sharei af achamar onato achav Shabbat. Right? You don't need to tell us all of these because if the maximum he can take a vow is for 1 week. After that, he has to get a divorce. Why? Because he has to have obligations. He has to have the obligations. For all of these people, let's say, for example, you take the donkey rider, right? We said the donkey rider in the Mishnah, chamarim achad b'shabbat, once a week. So it's once a week. His minimum is once a week. If you take the gamalim, the camel riders, once every 30 days. Even with the vow, if you take seven days past, his next obligation hasn't yet come yet. So why is that the minimum? Why is that the maximum amount of days according to Beit Hillel? Why do we need to come and mention all of these cases in the Mishnah? Mention them a second time. Is it only to come and teach us the case of a tayal and a po'al, the case of a traveler and a worker, that their obligation is once a week or twice a week, because it's more frequent than within the 7 day period? The other people is less frequent. It's either once every 7 days, once every 30 days, once every 6 months. Them is the only people. Only so what? The Mishnah came and repeated itself to come and tell us about these two people. So Amar Le, flipping the Amud. Lo akulu, it's going on all of them. So the Gemara says, "Vehashishachot dashim ka'amar." But we said that without a vow, right? For let's say sailors only have an obligation once every 6 months to be with their wives. So over there, if you're taking a vow for 1 week, why does he have to divorce him? Because he has 6 months to have relations with her.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, "Eino domeh misha yesh lo pat b'selo, le misha ein lo pat b'selo." It's not similar, somebody who has bread in his basket to someone who does not have bread in his basket. What does that mean? Something that you're allowed to do and you don't need and you don't want to do it is much easier than someone who doesn't have the option to do it. You understand? So because the guy took a vow and now he can't have relations with her, even though he doesn't have the obligation for another 6 months, still since he can't, now it's a lot harder. So it's not similar that case to someone who can have relations with her but doesn't have to because he has 6 months to do so. So that's the difference. It's a very important rule. Also for chinuch, for children, a lot of times, a child, when they want something and they can't have it, they want it a lot more. Right? But when they have it at their footstep, whenever they want, then they don't care for it anymore. So it's very important with chinuch, a lot of times, not to withhold a lot of things from a child, because then when they grow older, I didn't get this, and I didn't get that, and then they want to run after those things. Okay? Amar le rabba barav chanan. He says, la'abaye, he said to abaye, chamar v'nazak gamal mai. If someone is a donkey rider, and he wants to become a camel rider, so he's going to get more pay, but relations less frequently. Is he, what does he have to do? Does he have to ask his wife for permission? Right? They're going to be getting more money in the house, but he has a relation to their obligation is less frequently. So what's the deen? Amarle rotza isha bekavet iflut me'asara kabin v'prishut. A woman prefers to have less money, but be together with her husband more frequently, rather than having more money and be separated. So she prefers you stay home and be together with her more than to bring in more money. Hasapanim, the sailors, achad l'shishachot, hashim divrei Rabbi Eliezer, once every 6 months, these are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Now we're getting fun. Amar Rav Berona, Amar Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, he comes and says, Amar Rav, zo divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is only the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Aval divrei v'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, ha-talmidim yotzin la-talmud Torah bet u'shosha shanim. The students who want to go out to learn Torah, they can go for 2 or 3 years, shelo bereshut, without permission. Don't tell this to your wives. You can go out to learn for 2 or 3 years without permission. And now the Gemara brings a story how this backfired. Amar Rava, samchu rabbanan ad ravada barahava. The rabbis relied on this opinion. Ve'avde uvda v'nafshayu. And they relied on this with this story. Ki had Rav Rachumi. Rav Rachumi. Gemara na'avor them. I'm so sorry. Tomorrow. Yishadah faradam. Ki had Rav Rachumi. Rav Rachumi had a story. Hava shachiyach kameh derava b'mechoza. He was standing in front of Rava in the city of Mechoza. Hava ragil dehava ate lebete kol ma'ali yomei dekipurei. He would only come home on Erev Yom Kippur. This was the story. He would sit in the Beit Midrash in front of Rava every single day. Erev Yom Kippur, he would come home to his wife. So the Gemara says, one time, Yom Achad, mashkete shmata, his learning, he got a little bit more in depth, and he got a little bit delayed. Hava misakya devitu, his wife was waiting. Is he coming? Where is it? Where is he? She was yearning for him to come home. So once a time, once a year, I get to see my husband. Hashta ate, hashta ate. Is he coming now? Maybe he's coming now. Maybe he's coming now. Where is he? What's going on? Lo ata. And he didn't yet come. Chalashda ata. She became weak. And what happened? Achit dim ata me'ena. One tear fell from her eye. And that's it. Hava yativ be'igra. He was sitting in an attic learning. Ifchit igra mitute ve'nachnashe. The attic fell and he died on the spot. One tear fell down. It caused tsar to one's wife. Chas v'shalom, God forbid, it can cause dangerous things. This is a crazy story. Ona shetalmidei chachamim emat. When is the obligation of talmidei chachamim with their wives? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shemuel, me'er Shabbat la'er Shabbat. From every Erev Shabbat on Friday night, Rashi says there's an oneg, there's an enjoyment aspect to be with one's knife, to be with one's knife on Erev Shabbat. The pasuk says, "Asher piryo yiten be'ito." The pasuk in Tehillim to give the fruit gives in its right time. Amar Rav Yehuda be'itei Maravuna be'itei Marav Nachman. Some say it's Rav Nachman. Ze hameshamesh mitato me'er Shabbat la'er Shabbat. This is somebody who has relations every Friday night. Yehuda bereid Rabbi Chia. Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Chia. Chatnei de Rabbi Yanai. He was the son-in-law of Rabbi Yanai. Hava azil ve'yativ bebei Rav. He would go and sit in the Beit Midrash of Rav and learn. Ve'kol be'sham shei hava ate lebeite. Every Erev Shabbat during Bina Shmashot, right when Shabbat starts, he would come home. Ve'chi hava ate, when he would come, hava kachaze kamei amuda denura. He would see a pillar of fire in front of him when he would come home. Yom achad, one day, mashkete shmata. He got more involved with his learning. Kivan de lo chazi ahu simana, when they didn't see this sign, the pillar of fire in front of him. So Amar lehu Rabbi Yanai told the family, he was the father-in-law, kafu mitato, flip his bed, he died. That's it. He didn't come home, the fire didn't appear, he died. She ilmalei Yehuda kayam lo bitel onato, because if he was alive, he would never delay. He would come home and make sure to be their obligation with his wife. Havai kishkaga sheyotzam lifnei hashalit. This was considered, it's part of the pasuk in Kohelet, that says it's like an accident that came out in front of the shalit. Meaning, he said this and he shouldn't have said this. And what happened? He caused his son-in-law, v'nach nafshe. He caused his son-in-law to die as a result. Our words have a lot of power. A person can say something and he hasn't yet come into fruition, but because he said it, he caused him to die. And I think we'll stop there for today, but just a quick point, an idea for that, is that a person has to be very, very careful to make sure that his service of Hashem, his avodat Hashem, does not cause a burden on his wife and children, on his family. You have to give time and give attention to your wife and children, and you give time and attention to your Torah learning, and not to mix the two, to make one overburden on the other. Let's give a quick 1 minute recap of the daf. So we started the daf on Amud Bet, we started with the Mishnah. The Mishnah talked about the different, if a man takes a vow not to sleep with his wife, and the different obligations as to how often a husband which type of husband has to sleep with their wife. That was pretty much the Mishnah, and the Gemara went in and discussed the different cases with regards to that. Then we got into the discussion in the Gemara on the Amud Aleph of Samech Bet, that how often, how long is the husband allowed to go away for, and then we talked about like size and different stories and things along those lines that break a person's body, and stories of how bad it is for a person to sigh excessively. That was part number two. Part number three was how often the Gemara explaining the Mishnah's points of how often each person is obligated to sleep with their wives. And then on the Amud Bet, part number four, it talked about how long a husband is allowed to be away from their wife for. And it sounded like from the opinion of the Rabbanan, even 2 or 3 years. But that's if one's wife is okay with that, and he has to make sure to be there for her in the times that she needs, and to make sure to give her the obligations that he's required to give her. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.